Page 120. C. Taking notes. Using a variety of graphic organizers. Page 124. E. Checking your notes.
Section 1.
Good morning. Let's get started. All right. As I mentioned last week, today we're going to take a look at economic issues that affect all nations of the world and two main ways that nations have chosen to deal with those issues. We'll also examine the disadvantages of one system that have led to a major trend in global economics in the last decade. The transition from central economic planning to market economies. Central economic planning, market capital. There are nearly 200 nations in the world today. Each, as you know, quite different and unique. Some are centuries old, others have only recently been created from the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991 and the emergence of some 12 independent republics. Some nations are large geographically, but are rather sparsely populated. Australia and Canada are two examples, while other nations are tightly packed with people, such as China and India. And some nations are extremely wealthy. But of course, riches are not measured in terms of money. Rather, the wealth of a nation is measured by human resources, its people. And what do we mean by this? It's collective knowledge, talents, and skills, and what else? Its accumulation of productive machinery and equipment, and its stockpile of natural resources, such as oil, natural gas, timber, navigable rivers, and proximity to deep water seaports and airports. Some nations are endowed in varying degrees with these resources, and others are not so fortunate. While nations may be rich in human productive and creative talents, some are natural resource poor. Can you think of any examples? Did I hear Japan? If I did, yes, Japan. And also Singapore.